I wandered through large rooms with red-tiled floors, nodding at everyone who caught my eye and smiling at those who seemed to be wondering who I was. There were pictures on the walls, pictures in bookcases, pictures on shelves and on top of the grand piano, pictures of members of the family with the Pope, Churchill, Desmond Tutu. I wondered if Desmond Tutu had the same picture in his house. I wondered if the Pope did. Eventually, I found myself standing next to a striking young woman who seemed similarly out of touch with everyone else at the party. She had thick black hair that swept past her shoulders and green eyes that probably sparkled when they weren't so glazed with drink. Kendrick Powell, she said her name was, and she was a student at Bryn Mawr. I had been there once for a mixer, and I knew just enough about the school to keep the conversation going. And then one of the cousins appeared holding two very large cocktails in his hands. Palm Beach specials, he said they were, and he had just made them. He handed a drink to each of us, and then he was gone. And we were left sipping fancy combinations of liquor and fruit juice out of tall, frosted glasses. Are you part of the family? She asked. And I told her no, I was a friend of a friend. She looked as though she had to consider that. Whether it was worth her time to continue talking to me if I was only a friend of the family. And then the friend himself appeared, Paul McFetridge, with his dangerous smile and his air of knowing exactly what was going on, delivering yet another Palm Beach special to the already intoxicated Ms. Powell. He rather absently handed me one as well, and now I stood with a Palm Beach special in each hand, feeling rather like McFetridge's butler, his man George, as he shouldered his way between Kendrick and me. Elliot was here. Did she know Elliot? She didn't know Elliot. Wonderful squash player, Elliot. She didn't play squash. I finished one of the drinks in a single long swallow and put the glass down on whatever surface I could find. It was immediately scooped up by one of the waitstaff, who was gone before I could even say sorry. And then McFetridge, too, was gone. Replaced by two more of the cousins, Peter Gregory Martin and Jamie Gregory, and I was pushed to the outskirts of the conversation once again. It had been Kendrick and me, then Kendrick and McFetridge and me, then Kendrick and Peter and Jamie, and I was left with no one to talk to, nothing to do but hold my place while Peter chatted her up. What had they talked about? What do rich girls discuss when they are at the homes of even richer people whom they do not know personally but whom they know all about? Peter had offered her things. You ever jet ski? We've got a couple. You want to go out in the ocean with us? Maybe tomorrow. Oh, wait, there's a polo match. Have you ever been to a polo match? Jamie, half a head shorter, had chimed in, telling her what a hoot they are. Spread out a blanket, get a couple of bottles of champagne. What did I have to offer? I had no place to go tomorrow. No place to go even while they were talking to her. Maybe that was why I agreed to join the tour when Peter and Jamie offered to show Kendrick the rest of the house. They said, come on, and I went, tagged along. Not to have done so would have meant standing alone.